You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. This past Thursday, Pfizer-BioNTech asked the FDA to issue an emergency use authorization for its vaccine in kids ages 5 to 11. The drug makers are submitting relevant data, including information on how it will formulate the two pediatric doses, which are each one-third of those given to adults. The agency is tentatively scheduled to discuss this in an October 26th meeting, and a CDC advisory panel meeting has been scheduled for November 2nd and 3rd, which means shots for children in this age group could be available shortly after that. Many parents are eager to get their kids vaccinated, and experts have said that inoculating younger Americans is a key step in ending the pandemic. President Biden's calls for vaccine mandates have intensified lately, and in his speech on Thursday, he reiterated that his administration sees the shots as instrumental in beating the pandemic. In recent weeks, more employers and districts have put mandates in place, and so far, it seems as though the number of workers missing vaccine deadlines is relatively small. As more mandates go into place, more people are seeking religious exemptions to avoid getting shots. Legally, though, challenges to mandates have played out differently in different courts, creating confusion. And the Biden administration's booster shot plan has been fraught from the outset, with some outside health experts reportedly calling on the White House to scale it back. Also, as flu season approaches, experts have warned that it's more important than ever this year to get a flu shot to avoid what some are calling a potential twindemic. Another important public health step last week was the White House's decision to purchase $1 billion worth of at-home rapid tests. This is a meaningful indicator that the Biden administration is taking testing seriously, which is a critical component of mitigating the virus's spread. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.